Well, the title today is Freedom is Not Free. And if you will look up the scriptures in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 12 through 14, please.
今天早上的信息题目是没有自由不廉价。 我们来看今天早上经节希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12 through 14.
希伯来书第五章12节到14节。
Help those around you who still is trying to search for those verses. And for those that have found these scriptures, would you stand and read it in English following me and then Chinese following Ivy?
找到后大家起立,我们先用英文念,然后用中文。
In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truth of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
我们从十二节开始，看你们学习的功夫本该做师傅，谁知还有人将神圣言小说的开端另教导你们，并且成人那必须吃奶，不能吃干粮的人，凡只能吃奶的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的，才能吃干粮。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们一起祷告，低头祷告。
Holy Father, I thank you so much for this day, for this special July 7th, the first Sunday following the Independence Day.
天父，我们今天感谢你这个星期，还有尤其是这个7月7号，在我们国会独立会之后的第一个星期。
While our memory is still fresh, our remembrance of the freedom and our appreciation for it is still there.
当我们的印象还是深刻的时候，我们想到这自由，这国家的独立。
Allow us this time to reflect upon the source of that freedom and the reason why we can stay free.
让我们来意念到这自由的来源是哪里，让我们知道这有自由的这一切是来自何处。
May what we'll be talking today and what will be translated today be of one word, and that word is from you.
让我们讲的翻译的都是来自同一的源泉，那就是来自你的。
Allow us to open our eyes and ears and our hearts to see and to sense your will for us.
去打开我们的眼，我们的耳，我们的心，让我们能看到你今天是要教导我们的。
I give you thanks and praises for all in Jesus' name.
我们把感恩一切献给耶稣基督。Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
The essence of this paragraph we just read today is to teach us that some of us as young Christians would want to be nurtured with milk. We want to drink milk and we want to grow in the Lord.
今天早上念到经节的内容，主要是说到我们这些要在神里面成长的人，我们要喝奶，然后要成长。
But that we must grow out of it and begin to get solid food.
但是我们必须要成长，离开这吃奶的阶段，然后到吃干粮的时候。
You know, it would be unreasonable and disgraceful if we still continue in the elements or in the first rudiments of knowledge while we ought to have become the teachers.
因为当我们有这样知识的时候，如果我们还是在吃奶，那就是不合理，而且也是不知理的。
It is our duty to share with those around us, to impart the knowledge that God given us to the brothers and the sisters around us, so that no one is retaining what they have learned to themselves.
我们从神那里接到，就是说我们有这样知识，我们应该要开始训练其他的弟兄姐妹。
What we ought to do is to communicate what we have learned to those around us in the edification of this body of Christ.
我们应该把我们所学习的来教导其他人，这样才能建立其他的弟兄姐妹。
How is that related to a country?
这跟国家有什么关系呢？
As to a nation such as America, which is founded by God and firmly rooted in Christian belief for almost 300 years old, now it seems that the new and the basic teaching is required.
作为一个美国这样国家独立有三百多年，我们来看到这个国家是神所创立的，它的基础是建立在基督教上。那我们来看看他们今天所要教导的是什么。
This country was founded with a very solid foundation under Judaism Christian. In God we trust, the term that is imprinted in the U.S. currency, the invocation before the Congress and the court itself, Thanksgiving proclamations, and even the use of the word God in the inaugural services.
我们看到这个国家它的基础是建立在这个基督教上，我们看到他们美国北京上都印写了说在神我们相信神，然后在国会上，然后在法庭上，还有在感恩节宣告上，还有在孙次的就职典礼上，我们都看到神这个字都是使用着。
Like what we heard just now through the news week, under God, under fire, this foundation is being shaken, is shaking today.
但是我们现今看到在神之下，这一个神之下呢，现今已经开始被人攻击了，我们看到这信仰已经被动摇了。
How much more alarming can this be in today's society?
在教会里这个是多么惊人的。
America is so blessed by our Lord because of its foundation in Christ.
我们知道美国是 很受神的祝福，因为他创始以来他们的基础都是建立在神之上。
And it has been a country so blessed for so many years, for so many decades, in fact, so many centuries.
我们看到这国家接受神的祝福是几年几百年下来了。
It should have been already the teachers, the leader in that Christian belief in the world.
它应该是在教导神信息走前端的一个国家。
Yet today,It needs some teachings of the very basics.
但是今天我们看到他在基本的知识上，他必须接受人家的教导。
As I reflect upon the poem that Josh read for us, I'm really filled with mixed emotions: the pride, the respect, the reverence, and the amazement.
当我想到刚刚张雄为我们所念这一首诗歌的时候，我心里有好多情绪。我有骄傲，有尊敬，有敬畏，还有很多的奇异。
I say this because it is so hard to imagine what it must be like to leave one's familiar surroundings and families and to be sent to a faraway land.
因为我想，如果一个人差遣到其他的国家，离开自己的环境、自己的国家、自己的家人，到异国去打仗。
That they will leave for this faraway land to fight and many times to die for a nation.
他们为了自由，为了国家，他们愿意牺牲自己到其他国家去打仗，甚至死于他乡。
And yet through the history of the Americas, almost 300 years, many men and women, the brothers and the sisters, the sons and the daughters, or maybe the fathers and the mothers,that have died in the battlefield in order that today we can enjoy the freedom.
但是我们看到几百千年还是有多少无数的父亲的做母亲的或者是做儿女的兄弟姐妹的，他们为了这个缘故，他们愿意牺牲自己。
Like Nietzsche said that on July 4th we really enjoy a good weekend at our home. We invited almost 50 to 60 people during the cookout at our home.
就像刚刚我们提到七月四号我们在龙牧师家里我们有这个烧烤会，我们超有五六十个人弟兄姐妹一起。
As an immigrant myself, I really enjoy doing most of everything that the patriarch Americans are doing.
作为一个移民的话，我来到美国，我也喜欢像其他爱国者他们在独立这一天所庆祝的节目。
I had my flags out and we invited people to do a barbecueAnd we also went and observed the fireworks.
我家门口有了美国国旗，然后我们有烧烤会，然后会后呢，我们又到又去看烟火。
As you do that, you really understand the country so free and so rich, and is offering that kind of freedom to even people like us, who first come to the U.S. across halfway of the globe.
但是我们看到我们来到这个国家，这个国家所给我们的自由富裕，我们是来自远方的一个，但是我们也有权利享受这样的自由。
But we need to realize that this freedom being offered to us is not free.
但是我们必须了解知道这样自由给我们的并不是廉价的。
To echo what the Newsweek says, just 10 days before, it was the first time that I read this statement from the Tulsa World, which was reporting just the U.S. appeals court trying to ask the Pledge Allegiance.
那十几天以前我们看到在 Tulsa 的报纸上写到说我们美国的法院愿意除掉这孙慈善就是神这个词。
They want to remove or to exclude the statement, one nation under God.
他们愿意除掉就是一国在神之下这个词。
It was a sad thing to see it happening in the U.S. today.
在美国当今社会发生这样的事情是很悲哀的。
I really have grown concerned about this nation and the moral crisis that we are in.
我真的为这个国家还有这个道德危机这一切感到着急。
Now the opponents stated that the pledge needed under God, quote unquote,under God part to stress our needs for religious conformity.
那这些反对者他们的原因就是说如果在一国之下那神之下那就是说要使每个人都有统一的信仰。
Now as much as I want to say yes to the Christian belief, well, I must say that it is not for religious conformity.
其实我多么愿意大家都是一个信徒在神之下但是我知道这孙慈善的在神之下并不是有这样使大家有一个统一的信仰。
Rather, it is for the spiritual awakening need, a need that the people ought to be awakened to the God.
但是最重要是要看到美国设计社会灵命上的苏醒还要更新。
A God that is a heavenly being who sets the moral standards, who controls and understands the minds of every human being.
他们要更新于这个神，这个神是天国上的，是创造万物的。他树立了道德上的标准，他管理我们，他也知道我们的所行的一切。
Now we as Christians happen to know that that's the very God, the only God, the true God that created this world, that sets the moral standards for human beings.
但是我们有机会了解到这一位真神，他创造了宇宙万物，他。他设计了这道德上的标准。
The non-Christians have not seen or experienced this God, but they knew that somehow there is one God.
作为一个非信徒，他们知道有一位神，但是他们不愿意认识这一位神。
The only reason that they do not want to recognize that there is one is because that they want to be the gods themselves.
他们不愿意承认这位神，因为他们自己认为自己是神。
They want to take control of their own lives and set their own moral standards and values.
他们愿意管理自己的生命，然后来设立自己的道德标准。
So stating we are one nation under God, either as a political or a constitutional matter, or as a theological matter, does not force the children to give up their personal freedom for the sake of their country.
所以我们孙慈善说一国在神之下的话如果是作为政治上或者是宪法上或者是神学上的话不管怎么讲法并不是强迫小孩子放弃他们的自由
However, this country is worth the responsibility and discipline even the minuscule amount of a self-denial that is necessary to learn and to say the Pledge of Allegiance
但是我们回想看这个国家是不是值得我们付出这样的责任付出这样的有这样的行为就是来学习这样的一个孙慈
To confirm and reaffirm that this is a country under God
来再次肯定说这个国家是在神之下
If I had left it to my son by himself to spontaneously learn the table of multiplications he wouldn't have got it
如果我让我儿子自动去学一个乘法表的话他是没办法学的
Something just needs that is important just needs practice and needs learning
这些重要的我们必须要学习的
And so what we need to know is that our ultimate allegiance is to God's kingdom We as Christians we know the meaning why that is the one country one nation under GodBut even for those that do not know, that they need to know that when we make that kind of pledge, allegiance is the allegiance to the God's kingdom.
作为信徒，我们知道，当我们说一国在神之下的时候，我们对神的中心是在这里。但是非信徒他们就不了解到这一点，所以我们必须让他们了解。当他们讲孙慈的时候，一国在神之下，并不是表示对国家不忠心。
Let's see how far the USA has gone.
我们来看看现今美国发展到哪一个程度。
Now, leading the prayer in the public school has long been banned.
我们 在公立学校、有一个祷告会是不行的。
We have been disallowed the public prayers in the public schools, even the display or the posting of the Ten Commandments.
我们知道公立学校不行你、公众的一个 祷告了，而且也不能、挂十诫。
And of course, we now know that even the Pledge of Allegiance, the one nation under God, is being challenged.
而且现今呢，我们看到这宣词上的一国在神之下呢，也被挑战了。
In fact, it has gone so far that even some public schools want to begin with the day with just a moment of silence, that some parents worry it is too close to a prayer.
其实现今很多、学校开始的时候，就是有片刻的肃静的话，父母亲也担心这样的安静片刻是不是代表祷告呢？
So the schools have to mandate a moment of this silence with the requirement that there is no reference to or reference to a prayer.
所以当学校有这样片刻的安静的时候、校长必须说这样的安静并不提及并不表示说我们在祷告
The making this an illegal an illegal status making these practices an illegal will be detrimental to the continuation of the spiritual awakening of a country
这些不合理的争议呢对美国灵命的苏醒是不利的
Let me share with you just one verse from the Bible that is in Judges 21 verse 25. It says, Every man did what was right in his own eyes.
我们来看看这个四世纪二十一章二十五节说每个人行自己眼中看为义的事。
The very reason that this freedom we all enjoy, that then we have taken it so far to a point where every man wants to considerby themselves and decide what by themselves what is free.
所以我们看到这一切被挑战就是每个人他们自己认为自己要作为义对自己有义的事。
And this is not just happening today, this happened thousands of years ago as described in this passage.
这不仅发生在当今世界而且是发生在几千年以前因为在圣经上已经这样记载了。
Let me refer you to another section in the Bible in the book of Luke chapter 4.
然后我们来看另外一节在路加福音第十五章
In chapter 15 verse 11 through the 32nd verse there is a story about the parable of two sons
在路加福音第十五章十一节到三十节里面讲到一个浪子的比喻
And if you will allow me let meTell you a little bit about this story.
如果你们允许的话，我跟你们分享一下这个故事。
There are two sons of a certain man, as says in the Bible.
他说一个人有两个儿子。
The younger son, knowing that his father is so rich, wanted to take his share and go to the city.
那小儿子就对父亲说：“请你把我该得的产业分给我。”然后他就到城市里去。
Now this is a country of freedom and the sons are enjoying what his father has for them.
这是一个自由的国家所以这儿子呢就在享乐着父亲所给予他的产业。
This is a country that has ever since its foundation have two sons and one of them is the Christian workers, the people that have immigrated from faraway land.
那我们看到这个国家诞生以来也有两个儿子一个儿子就是从 外国来的来到这里是一个信徒的
But both sons are enjoying what their father has
但是两个儿子同时在享乐父亲所给予的一切
But there is this point where the younger son says I'm going to decide to go by myself and go someplace
但是这小孩子说我愿意接受一切所有的然后到自己享乐的地方
You must know that in this passage of scripture there are two sons and the older son is one that obeys God and very obedient.
我们来看看圣经它提到两个儿子但是大儿子是很顺服的。
Now here father is in reference to God in heaven.
这里我们所讲的父亲我们来比喻这是神。
But I wanted to take this parable to also tie it with the country of the America.
我们把这个比喻呢比作以现今美国来讲。
So there are this group of people that have been blessed by God, that has been part of the major contributing force in the foundation of this country, which are the Christians.
所以我们看到这两个儿子呢，他们都有贡献，为了这国家的一切，这宗教上所有贡献。
But there are these other people that never knew God.
但是我们看到另外一个就是不信主的。
But he knew that he has all these possessions and the prosperity in the father's home.
但是他也知道在他父亲的家里，他有这样所有的富裕和荣华。
And after a fashion, he begins to think that this is father's property, and I have my share, and I want to take my share.
然后他就想说，这是父亲的产业，但是我作为他儿子，我应该得有一份。
And the reason that I want to take it is I want to take it from the farm. This is living in the countryside. He, the younger son, wants to go to the city.
这是个农村，这是个农村地方，所以小孩子说我要到城市里去。
And I don't know how many of you have lived in the country. How many of you ever lived in the farms?
有多少人住过乡下，农村里？
There are some of you.
有很多。
I have lived at one time in the farms also. I knew that there is not much fun.
我也在农村里成长过，所以我知道在农村里没有很多乐趣。
But this younger son wanted to leave the country, leave the country, the village, and they want to go to the next city, a faraway city where he can find enjoyment.
但是这小孩子就愿意抛弃这农村所能给予他的一切，愿意到城市里去。
Surely he has a lot with him, half of the possessions that his father gave him. His share, it's what is going to be part of his possession in the future.
当然他有很多的钱财，因为父亲所有的应该分一半给他。
And so he goes to this faraway land and he enjoy the lives with him. In fact, the Bible says that he squandered what he has in a wild living.
所以他就往远方去，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
What does it mean to be in a wild living?
这样的生活，我们是说任意资财，放荡一切，是什么样的一种生活呢？
What do you do when you have $200,000 right now and then you go to Las Vegas?
当你有很多钱20万的时候，如果你到拉斯维加去，你要去那边做什么呢？
He would go there and find a group of friends and he'd say, okay, let's go do something that's fun.
那你就找到一群朋友说，哎，我们现在有很多钱，我们找一些乐趣吧。
We can drink some beer and we can have parties together.
我们可以喝点啤酒啊，有个 party 啊。
And pretty soon the friends get along and they are very good to each other and they begin to say, okay, here's the casino, why don't we go and play with our money? So they started gambling.
然后他们就开始赌博，那朋友就跟他很要好，因为他有钱。
And then this younger son continued to think, if we have time to enjoy our time here with good wine, good beer, and then good time in gambling, what other fun we can find?
那小孩子说，在这里有赌博，有喝酒，有很好的酒，那之后还有什么乐趣呢？
And you all know, in places where there is wine and there is beer, when there is gambling, that they oftentimes come with.Prostitutes.
那我们知道有很多这样的场合，就是说有酒啊，有赌博的地方，应该就有妓女。
Or they can enjoy the time, good time together with his friends.
或者就是跟朋友之间有很多的乐趣。
Then pretty soon he came to realize that his money is running short.
那很快他就发觉他的钱没有了。
In fact, the Bible even says at such a time that there was a severe famine that was going on in the place where he went.
然后圣经里面说他那个时候那个地方刚好遭饥荒。
So he lost most of everything that he had.
所以他就失去了他所有的一切。
Well, when you don't have anything, what do you do?
当你没有钱的时候，你做什么呢？
You have to begin think about maybe working to get some money.
你开始要工作。
And so he wanted to look for a job.
所以他就去找工作。
Did he get one?
他有找到工作吗？
He got one.
他找到一份工作了。
Well, the person says, okay, you can feed my pigs.
那人说你可以到田里去放猪吧。
And the younger son, being so much in a dire need to get money, says, okay, I'll go.
那小孩子因为刚好那地方饥荒，没有东西好吃，所以他只好去放猪了。
And he went and he was, in fact, not given any food to eat and he was so hungry.
但是我们圣经里面说他真的好饿，但是也没有人给他东西吃。
To a point that he was willing to eat
the pot. You know what the pig's food is like.
然后他恨不得拿鸡所吃的豆荚来充饥。
The food that is left over that no one wants to eat are the ones that's left to the pigs to eat.
那这些呢猪所吃的就是人不要吃的所剩下的饭菜才给予猪来吃。
But he wanted it.
但是他也要吃。
There's nothing else to eat.
因为没有其他东西好吃了。
So all of a sudden he came to a realization.
忽然间他醒悟过来。
My father, the father that I have forgotten, that I have departed, that I have left behind in the farms, had so many hired men that had food to eat.
他醒悟过来说，我父亲那里有好多雇工，口粮有余，我在这里饿死吗？
Why don't I go there and at least I can get some food?
至少回到父亲那里，这样我至少可以得到一点东西吃嘛。
But he knew that he had sinned against, as the Bible says, the heaven and the Father.
但是他知道他得罪了天，也得罪了天啊父亲。
He felt so ashamed to go back to his father.
他很惭愧的，觉得回到父亲身边，他觉得很惭愧。
But he went ahead and do it anyway. There is no much choice.
但是因为没有选择，所以他还是回去了。
And what did the father do?
那父亲怎么做呢？
Before the lost son even come close to the farm, he ran out and embraced him, throw his arms around him and say, come back.
当相离还远的时候，他父亲远远看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
This country, or even in our personal lives, we can often go so far away from Father.That we will forget the importance or the reason why he provided.
这个国家做我们自己，我们有时候远离神那么远，我们忘记了他为什么要供应我们一切。
The father who provided for his sons, like a father who provided for our everyday needs, says, "You do this and you don't do this."
这父亲供应一切，就像我们天父供应我们一切这样。天父说你做这，你不能做这。
And everything is so clear in the Bible if we are willing to read it.
圣经里面都讲得很清楚，如果你愿意阅读的话，你就可以看得很清楚。
The Bible says that there is no marriage among the same sex.
圣经里面说你不能与同性的人结婚。
But what does this country do?
但是我们看这国家做了什么呢？
Homosexuality could be legalized. You could marry with the same sex. In fact, some of them could marry with animals.
那就是说，现今国家就是说。同性结婚是合法的，甚至与动物也是合法的。
And what else?
还有其他什么呢？
You can make the list on and on and on and on that this, even as a nation, has committed sins against God.
你把这国家所犯的一切罪可以一条一条的列出来。
But how about our personal lives?
但是我们个人生命呢？
In our everyday lives, there are times when Satan could attack us in the very weakest area of our lives, as we discussed this morning in the Bible study.
在我们生命里，魔鬼可以借着我们最软弱的时候来攻击我们，就像我们今天早上在查经班所讲的。
And there will be time when Satan sees your needs, and he will lead you astray from where God wants you to be.
然后魔鬼就趁机看到。你就能引领你离开神的真道。
You are not, because you are not much different from that lost son. That son that says, it's such a joy and fun for me to do all of these things that I wanted to do.
因为我们跟这个儿子跟这个浪子并没有两样，我们随着自己的意思做自己认为可乐的事。
But you know clearly that these things that you long to do, that you wanted to do, are not in line with God's will.
但是你知道你所要做的一切并不是神所喜悦的。
But you did it anyhow.
但是你仍然去做了。
Because you wanted to do it.
因为你愿意这样子去做。
You want to define by yourself what is important in your life.
因为你愿意为自己定义什么是对你来讲是重要的。
Life is important. Freedom is important.
生命很重要，这自由也是很重要的。
I appreciate very much the individualism that this country is enjoying.
我很感激这国家给予每个人这个个人主义。
In fact, this is one of the first values that I have learned about America before I come to the U.S.
在我还没来美国之前，我就已经学习到这个个人主义这个观点。
Self-reliance, punctuality, individualism, and so forth are listed as among the seven major American values.
那作为美国七个重要的一些就是有独立、有自主、有准时，这些都是美国认为自主个人主义的七个价值观。
But in each of these values, there needs to be a clear definition.
但是在这些价值观里面，我们必须有一个定义。
If each of these values is defined by yourself, then that's called a moral relativism.
如果说这些定义是你自己而立的话，那就是说这是道德上。
Because things are right in my mind or things that are not right in my mind, I determine by myself.
因为这样子的话，你就说这些对不对？自己道德来讲，你是自己来设立的。
But we all know that we have a moral standard that's clearly defined in this holy book.
但是我们知道，我们这道德的标准呢，是来自圣经。
That our freedom and our individualism can be best defined if we all work within the framework of freedom as defined here.
我们知道我们的自由，一切真正的自由是来自圣经里面所定下的范围。
But we have gone so far. We have gone so far.
但是我们有
一个神。Where we are deeply sinned and we are separated from God.
但是我们已经远离神这么久了，我们跟神隔离了。
And it's time that He is warning us.To say, come back to me.
现今神就说你回到我这里来吧。
Like the father that is willing to open his arms and wanted to receive this son that was lost.
就像这父亲一样，远远的看着儿子，就跑来跟他迎接他回来。
Way back when, he already knew that you are going to leave and get astray from him.
在很久前，神就知道你将会远离他。
But now he wants you back, and in fact, he planned for you to come back.
但是他现在计划着让你回到他身边。
He had his son Jesus Christ to come to this earth and to die on behalf of my sins and on behalf of your sins.
他计划着让他的独生子为了你我的罪而死在十字架上。
So that when we recognize him, when we accepted Jesus Christ, that we accepted his Father.
像当我们承认主耶稣做我们个人基督的时候，我们就是承认了天父。
And that Father is going to open His arm wide to receive you.
那这天父呢，就会伸开双臂来迎接我们。
There have been so many things that may be happening in your lives.
在你当今生命里，可能发生了很多事情。
And a lot that has happened may be because that you just don't know.
很多事情发生，可能就是因为说你不懂。
But now it's time for God to bring that memory to you and say, "It's time to repent. Come back to me."
但是现今神借着一切来跟你说，你现在应该悔改，重回到我身边来。
Maybe you have been so far along, falling along with the ways of the evils.And don't even know how to stand up.
可能你已经远离神太久了，你根本不知道是怎么能独立起来，认为什么是对，什么是错的。
But our God is a good God, and He is going to help you stand up again.
但是我们神是一个慈祥的神，他会让你重新建立、站立起来。
I don't know what troubles or what sin that you have got into.
我不知道你现今的困难或者是罪是什么。
But God does.
只有神知道。
And he has a solution for you.
他有一个解救的方法。
Or maybe it is a time when you are facing a major, major decision in your lives.
当你面临生命里做一个重要决定的时候。
But it has been in your mind that you wanted to make this decision all by your own.
但是在你的意识里，你认为说这个决定应该是我自己来做。
You forgot that this God, the Father, the Creator of your very own.Has an answer for you.
但是你忘记了，这创造你的这位耶稣基督，他有这答案。
That this may be time for you to respond and come to Him.
今天就是你回应他的呼召，回到他身边。
Allow us to pray for you as we start the hymn of invitation.
当我们唱呼召诗歌的时候，让我们为你祷告。
Let us know that this Father, full of love and grace and mercy. is calling that lost son to himself.
那我们知道这慈爱的天父是用他的慈爱来呼召你回到他身边。